following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Geesoup presents The Game Called Your Life. Today, you tackle the garage. You rush to the store, and you will receive a text. And for that NFL-sized hunger, you eat like a pro. Chunky sirloin burger with country vegetable soup. The burgers and potatoes you love, but low in fat. And that's how you win this game. Until tonight, when you finally kick off your shoes. Campbell's Chunky. It's amazing what soup can do.
Hey, Golic.
Yes, Greeny.
I was just on CapitalOneCup.com checking the Capital One Cup standing.
Oh, yeah? Who's in the lead?
UCLA up on the women's side after winning the volleyball championship and a top 10 finish in soccer.
Well, way to go, Bruins. Who's leading on the men's side?
Tight race. Alabama, North Dakota, North Carolina. A three-way tie after the fall championships.
Wow. And with two more seasons of college sports, it sounds like any school could make a run at the trophy and a combined $400,000 in scholarships.
Right, Golic. Don't forget, fans can vote for the Capital One Cup Impact Performance of the Week at ESPN.com/CapitalOneCup.
Previously on the Doug and Daddy Show.
If you try to pull what you did yesterday and tap me on the shin guard again, we will go.
So you can guess what happened. So despite Daddy being gone for unknown reasons, the Doug and Daddy Show rolls on. It's just disappointing that we'll miss Daddy's gems like...
That China must have a hell of a bunch of trees. When I dream about the moonlight of the Wabash, my Indiana home. You only put honey on biscuits from Kentucky Fried Chicken. What else do you use honey for? We're going to Oregon, then we're going to Washington, then we're going down to California. Yeah!
So today we'll depend on our fearless leader, Doug Duda.
But why would that be the only thing you put out there?
Well, I'm more than willing to help generate conversation.
Really? You have no facts. Don't give me some BS.
Well, okay then. It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Yeah. The big guy's still celebrating the Chinese New Year, which was yesterday. And I don't know, time frame, I mean, it's like 2 days ago then, wasn't it? But that's where Daddy is and is not back, and we hope all is well when he does return tomorrow. But coming up on the show today, going to talk a little basketball, and we hope you enjoy the program today. We're going to catch up with the Huskers' Lindsey Moore. Nebraska is ranked 19th in the country, 16-3 on the season. We'll see what it's like in the Big Ten so far. We'll also talk to Hastings St. Cecilia's Kevin Asher. Those two interviews coming your way in the second half of the show. So we're pretty wide open in the first half, and we'd love to hear from you. 888-455-3776. 888-455-3776. We will also be looking at Troutman's Tuesday Trivia today. So if you would like to be on and get a chance to win that $20 gift card, you'll also need to know the number 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Should we just wait now? I think we'll just wait till 11:30. Do you watch the Australian Open? Does it interest you? Some of the key matches were at least on last night, where instead of watching a late night news show or CSI 27 rerun from about 8:30 till midnight in that time frame, or however late you want to stay up, you could catch some good tennis. Roger Federer, Rafael Nadal, Kim Clijsters beating Caroline Wozniacki. It was all on last night. Does that interest you at all? 888-455-3776. You can email us, Dent Popper Inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. And if you missed any of our Riker 5 interview yesterday, go to the website, listen to the podcast, and you can pick it up. Also, vote on our poll question, who's going to win the Super Bowl? You got a 50-50 chance here. Patriots or that other team known as the Giants. Nebraska has also picked up its 13th oral commit of the class of 2012, and that is Corey Whitaker. He is out of California, offensive lineman who had been getting some looks from Oregon and Florida, among others. It looks like he'll be a center or a guard when he comes to Nebraska. And also Garrett Johns of Aurora has walked on. The first classmate of 2013 will be Travell Dixon, a safety quarterback from Baldwin, Louisiana. He already had offers from Texas A&M, Texas Tech, and Arizona State. So There's a whole bunch as we get closer to this February 1st signing day. Your T&L recruiting update brought to you by T&L Irrigation Systems. Choosing the right recruit for Nebraska can be a difficult decision, but choosing your pivot system, well, the choice is simple with T&L. The T&L system provides a safe, hassle-free, and reliable hydrostatically powered pivot for continuous movement and even water distribution. Find out how easy the choice is yourself by contacting your nearest T&L dealer or by going online at tlirr.com. T&L Irrigation Systems, proven technology that works. Do you buy into this? Do you pay attention? And when I say you, I'm talking to you, the listeners out there. Are you one of the folks that is a diehard recruit follower, five-star, four-star, three-star, in-state walk-on? I mean, is that your passion? Is that your hobby? Is that what you follow? Or are you one of the folks, and why? Why? Because I'm not. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with you. Some of you are psychotic. But is that your deal? Or are you somebody that says, this is so blown out of proportion, just let me know how they do on the field. I'll get to you in November and let you know how our recruits from 4 years ago were. Love to get your thoughts on that. Shoot us an email. You like this recruiting stuff, or you wish it was never spoke about, or are you somewhere in the middle? Shoot us an email. Love to read them on the air today, as we're pretty open here in the first half hour to the Dent Popper inbox. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Ton of conference basketball tournaments are going on the high school scene, and a ton continue tonight. We've got radio basketball for you. All the Hastings teams are playing. Adams Central at Hastings High tonight on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, then on 1230 AM KHAS. St. Cecilia will play the Lincoln Christian Girls, followed by the Grand Island Central Catholic Boys on 1230 AM KHAS. And we'll have all that action for you there. Also here on ESPN Radio tonight, Michigan is at Purdue, also in that Centennial Conference. It's going to be the flip side of things. The Grand Island Central Catholic girls go to Concordia, who's ranked 10th today in the Omaha World Herald. That's in Omaha. Of course, Central Catholic just pounds Concordia in volleyball, but they are much better this year than last year. Now Concordia going to be favored on the basketball floor, and let's see if they can return the favor or if it will not be a revenge game for them. Southwest Conference girls basketball tonight. Cozads at Gothenburg. Ogallala's at Ainsworth. Broken Bow's at Valentine. Central Conference tournament tonight. All the teams that left remain, girls and boys, will be playing on the boys' side. Fairbury's at Lakeview. Holdridge is at Northwest. Those games are at Seward. They're not I guess I should say. Fairbury plays Lakeview. Holdridge plays Northwest. That game's at 6:15. Then in Central City tonight, York plays Crete and Aurora plays Seward. In the girls' games, at Lakeview tonight, York plays Seward. Crete plays Aurora. That's at 8. And then in Aurora, Fairbury plays Grand Island Northwest at 6:15, and Holdridge plays Lakeview at 8. That makes sense. You're playing games in Aurora, but Aurora's playing at Lakeview. What's gas again? 3 how much? That's what I thought. The RPAC boys play tonight at Cambridge, Southern Valley and Bertrand at 6, Medicine Valley and Arapaho at 7:45. In York tonight, it's the Crossroad Conference Tournament. They don't care if you're boys or girls. They mix them up because they all play there at York. And so they get underway early at 3 o'clock. The Giltner and Cross County girls at 4:30, the Cross County and Exeter Milligan boys. Then at 6, Bruning, Davenport, Shickley and Hampton girls, followed by Bruning, Davenport, Shickley and Osceola boys at 7:30. So that's all going out there. And we keep talking about that Cozad athlete who's so good in Jared Crick. Well, how about Lucas Pinkelman? He has been named the Big Ten Field Athlete of the Week. Let's go back to the Dent Popper inbox here. I was asking you, how are you on this whole recruiting thing? Do you follow it? Are you crazy about it? Do you hate it? Well, I like the recruiting process, and Whitaker is a steal. Went from zero attention to getting looks from big schools and went from a two-star to a three-star now. He pancakes a lot of defenders. Of course, now you can get online and go to Husker Online or the many outlets, and you can see the video and you can watch some of these guys and see how they are doing in their high school career. And, you know, that's another funny thing. They never put on bad video. It's a highlight video. It's not 5 straight plays from a game. That's what's impressive. If you can string 5, 6, a series, a quarter of plays, and just one after another, good, good, great, great, dominant, dominant, that's when a coach really stacks up and takes care and takes notice. Emily Cady has been named the Big Ten Freshman of the Week. That just comes down here from the Big Ten offices and the Nebraska Sports Office. We'll talk with her teammate, Lindsay Moore, coming your way at the bottom of the hour. Interest starting to get going a little bit here in the Super Bowl. Do you root for the Giants just because they have Prince Mukamara, or do you root for the Patriots just because they have Danny Woodhead? And by the way, thank goodness Danny Woodhead's fumble on Sunday did not cost them the ball game, because that would have been a bad deal, and probably bad enough that he might not have found a job next year, because you know the Patriots have got to up some of their receiver and running back depth there. So, but you got to like it. Danny Woodhead, ladies and gentlemen, Super Bowl. It is possible. It is possible to play small college football, non-Division I football, and make it into the pros. Wayne State of Michigan has a kid that played this last week, and had a lineman that played in the college all-star game. There's so many of them out there. John goes to the Dent Popper inbox and says, stars on recruiting should be measured by hearts as passion for the game and coachability. A three-star athlete can beat out a four- or five-star player every day. Well, that's just it. You don't know. Every coach is going to promote his kid. Oh, yeah, great kid, good heart, loves football. Work hard for you, got a lot of passion. And then he shows up to be Harrison Beck. You can't see, it's hard to judge heart and determination. And in some instances, knowledge. Yeah, hey, you scored 34 on your ACT. Does that mean you're smart? I mean, you're football smart? I mean, you're socially smart? There's so many things. That's why it's so, so hard to be a coach at any level. Sometimes you're dealt with the hand you're given, high school. Sometimes you've got what you can get, Division II and NAIA. And sometimes you go and you have your pick of the litter, Texas, USC, Notre Dame, Division I football. So they're all handled a little differently, and you never can tell. 888-455-3776. Coming up on the program, our Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Then Lindsay Moore is going to join us at the bottom of the hour with the Nebraska women's basketball team, plus Kevin Asher from Hastings St. Cecilia, and Jorge Posada. So many words to use, and trying to keep it nice on the show today, but Jorge has retired. 17 seasons. He was the catcher of the New York Yankees, won 5 World Series, 273 career batting average, 275 home runs, 1,065 RBIs. And so far today, radio or television, I have not had to hear anybody speak of Jorge and the Hall of Fame, because once they do, I will not vomit in my mouth. It will be a full spew. So just to let you know, stay back today if that occurs. Also, Big Daddy is out today, as we said, celebrating the Chinese New Year. We did pay off our bet yesterday from the college football bowl games. If you don't know what that was, good, then I don't have to bring it up, because I'm sure he will on the show tomorrow. We'll take a break and be back with Troutman's Tuesday Trivia right after this.
Hey, we're Mike and Mike, and I've been telling you this for a year and a half. I have not yet come across a single person who committed to P90X and now P90X2 who did not say the program changed their life.
And one of the reasons people stop working out is they make that New Year's resolution that I'm going to go to the gym, and they do that for about a month, and then they're done. Why P90X works so well? You can do it in your own home, on your own schedule. No gyms, no crowds. You do it on your own time. And, of course, the key, muscle confusion. The variety of workouts is going to keep you going physically and mentally.
Both P90X and P90X2 come with a full 90-day money-back guarantee. So make the commitment today. The 90 stands for 90 days. You'll do the whole program. And if you're not thrilled, you'll get your money back. But that's only if you order through us, and here's how. Call 800-333-9595. That's 800-333-9595 or online at espnradio.com/Mike. For P90X and P90X2, it's 800-333-9595 or espnradio.com/Mike.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259. where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
The Tri-City Storm is bringing SpongeBob to Kearney.
That's right.
The lovable Nickelodeon character will be at the Storm Game on Saturday, January 28th. Come to the game to meet this classic character in person. Plus, it's kazoo giveaway night as we try to assemble the largest kazoo choir in hockey history. It's the Storm versus Sioux Falls on Saturday, January 28th. Don't miss SpongeBob and be a part of history with the crazy kazoo giveaway. Storm Hockey is the number one party in town. Visit stormhockey.com for more. Presented by Viero.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
More exciting high school basketball comes your way Tuesday as all three Hastings schools are on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. On the Breeze 94.5 FM, the Hastings High Tigers welcome in the Patriots of Adams Central, girls at 6, the boys at 7:45. And on 1230 KHAS, it's quarterfinal action from the Centennial Conference Tournament. St. Cecilia girls at 6, St. Cecilia boys at 7:30. It's High School Hoops Tuesday on our network of stations and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
We'll see some sunshine early on today, followed by increasing cloudiness and a slight chance for a rain or snow shower late, with highs of 40. Winds out of the east still stay at 5 to 15. Tonight, we'll head back to 22. I'm meteorologist Paul Frambley. Right now, it's 30.
Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us here on today's program. Coming up, we got Lindsay Moore, basketball team. Also, we're going to be chatting with Kevin Asher, boys basketball coach at Hastings St. Cecilia. What a schedule they have played this season, and we'll talk about that. But hey, folks, don't forget, for lunch today, check out the Chicken Coop in Kearney or Grand Island. Discuss all of your favorite sports teams and talk about what's going on as college basketball gets busy. We got Michigan Purdue here on ESPN Radio tonight. It'll be on television as well. And you can sit back and enjoy Wing Baskets every Tuesday night. Just $5. $5 for a basket of 10 flame-broiled wings with your choice from over a dozen wing flavors every Tuesday night. Get them hot, get them sweet, or get them with a zing. It's only $5 at the Chicken Coop in Grand Island or Kearney. And don't forget, lunch specials every day, great food and drink specials every night at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. Thomas says, as far as recruiting, I hate it. It's a tragic story. For 40% of these kids, this is the highlight of their athletic career. From here on out, it's all a disappointment. Probably for that kid that picked Alabama and his mama said, LSU number one. Wow, it's disappointment right there. But, yeah, it's, I don't know. And maybe it's a bigger deal if you're in Texas. And you know, around here we have a little press conference. And, you know, this is no disrespect. I'm just saying, you go and there's five kids from pick the school. I mean, Kearney, Grand Island, Hastings with a bigger population, or even Lincoln. They throw them out there. Well, they're going to play soccer at Concordia, and they're going to play baseball at UNK, and he's going to go play football at Hastings. And every once in a while, hey, this kid has a scholarship to a Division I school in a BCS conference. It just doesn't happen very often, so maybe that's why it's not such a big deal around here. We're more interested in where's our Cornhuskers coming from and how good were they in high school, and God, they're better than anything we have right now. It's unbelievable. Let's do Trap. It's Tuesday Trivia, folks. If you haven't won in the last 2 months, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. And the first correct answer to our trivia question, which could be multiple, we'll get a $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meat. So call now, 888-455-3776. And you know what? It's not going to be a Husker football question today. Daddy's not here. Let's go to the phone line. Who are we chatting with? Hello, who are we chatting with?
Jason.
Jason. Coming up on the show, Lindsay Moore, Nebraska basketball team. 2 years ago, when she was a freshman, Nebraska was a number one seed in the NCAA basketball tournament, but didn't make it very far. Who'd they lose to?
Team from the SEC. Georgia?
Not Georgia. Good guess. Try back. 888-455-3776. As we do Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, who are we chatting with? Why do they call and then hang up? It happens to every talk show. Sports, news, doesn't matter. Staying on the phone lines, who are we chatting with?
Ryan.
Ryan, the Nebraska women's basketball team had one loss this year in the non-conference. Who was it to?
Arkansas.
Not Arkansas. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. He has the right geographic region of the country, though. Let's stay on the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Bill.
Bill, Nebraska has lost one non-conference women's basketball game this year. Who was it to?
I don't have any idea.
Oh, got a guess? You're a smart one, Bill. Got a guess?
Old Dominion.
I like it. No, it wasn't Old Dominion. That'd be kind of classy, though. 888-455-ESPN. We are doing Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, throwing a few basketball questions at you. Who are we chatting with?
This is Jeff.
Jeff, we're going to talk to Lindsay Moore here in just a few moments. What state is Lindsay Moore from? And I'll give you a hint. It's west of Nebraska.
I believe she's from Washington.
That is correct. Did you know either of the other questions that I was asking?
I believe UCLA was one, and maybe Georgia Tech.
Georgia Tech was who Nebraska lost to, but Kentucky was the team that Nebraska lost to. Our first caller said, hey, I think it's SEC. He was right, but it doesn't matter. You got the one right that you needed to know, Covington, Washington, Kentwood High School, just outside of Seattle. Hang on the line, and Jeff will get you hooked up. $25 gift card to Troutman's coming your way. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
We do it every Tuesday here on the Doug and Daddy Show, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Plus, we're going to give you a chance to be a winner here in just a little bit. We've got some wrestling going on. NWA coming up this weekend in Hastings, and we're going to give you a chance to win tickets to that. So keep listening for your chance to win tickets to this Saturday's action going on in Hastings. They're keeping busy over there as well. Glad to have you guys along with us for today's Doug and Daddy Show. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Lindsay Moore is expected to join us, so let's go ahead and take another break, and we'll be right back.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd, host of The Herd. More and more business people are working remotely from their iPad and iPhones, leaving their laptops behind. Working lighter, I do. But the iPad and iPhone can't replace your office computer. That's unless you have GoToMyPC app. It's the missing link. Turns your iPad and iPhone into your computer. With GoToMyPC by Citrix, you can access your entire Mac or PC, work on any program, edit stuff, save any file from anywhere, even on the go, airport, cafe, right from your iPhone. Take care of any urgent request to edit a PowerPoint, update a spreadsheet, work on any file. Go to MyPC, so convenient, reliable, easy to use. Sets up, by the way, in just minutes. Try Go to MyPC today. A special 45-day free trial just for my listeners. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button, and enter the promo code Colin. Then download the free app to your iPad or iPhone. That's GoToMyPC.com, try it free, promo code Colin.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see some sunshine early on today, followed by increasing cloudiness and a slight chance for a rain or snow shower late, with highs of 40. Winds out of the east still stay at 5 to 15. Tonight, we'll head back to 22. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombley. Right now, it's 30.
Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you on the program today. Don't forget, coming up on Saturday night at the Hastings City Auditorium, MWA Hastings Havoc. We're going to give you a chance to win tickets a little bit later on the program for that. So stay with us. Coming up, as we said, Kevin Asher is set to join us, Hastings St. Cecilia boys basketball coach. And in just a few moments here, we are going to be chatting with Lindsay Moore, one of the best point guards in the country out of Covington, Washington and Kentwood High School. How the heck did she end up in Lincoln, Nebraska? We're going to ask her that question and ask her more about how the season is going, as we're going to chat with her here in just a couple of minutes on the Doug and Daddy Show. Creighton men's basketball team, the new poll's out yesterday. They set 14th in the coaches' poll and 15th in the AP. And I just have to chuckle because Nebraska struggles and Creighton doesn't, and that's not even the point. How in the world does UNO think that they can do anything in Division I basketball? I mean, because of Murray State? Because you hit a home run once every 20 years? What's the point? And UNO, you do realize you're going to have to play Creighton in Nebraska. They do realize this, right? They are going to have to schedule this. Nebraska and Creighton realize this, right? You are going to have to play UNO. They are a Division I school. It's crazy. Every time I think about that, it's crazy. Murray State, 20-0, and they are ranked 9th in the coaches' poll and 11th in the Associated Press poll. And just to put that in perspective, in the coaches' poll, North Carolina is 8th and Murray State is 9th. Who you taking? Who you taking? Really? They were playing some school in their conference a week ago. They were down 9 in the first second. They were down 9 somewhere and won by 6, and I can't even really tell you who the school was. That's good for Murray State, good for the Racers. Hopefully they can continue to do some really good things. Murray State, 20-0 on the season. Moorhead State, that's right. Of course, why wouldn't it be? There you go. So there you go. And it's also interesting, you just look at the teams that are bunched together, and we're in a month here, month and a half, but in about a month here, you're going to really start paying attention because you're going to be getting that itch. It's going to be bracketology time. Right now, Jill Lenardi has Creighton on a 4 line, and remember, Omaha's hosting Missouri, Kansas, Creighton could all be there. Good luck getting a ticket for less than a house payment if you're planning on going to Omaha for everything that's coming up this March for the first two rounds, which was great when we had it. What was it, 2008, I think it was the last time that they hosted, and a good facility. But Michigan State is 10th in the AP. Then it's Murray State, UNLV, San Diego State, Florida, and Creighton. So you have one, between 11 and 15, you have one BCS school, and that's Florida. College basketball. Harvard's ranked in the coaches' poll at number 23. St. Mary's is in there. Just a lot of teams that I guess are taking over for Gonzaga, and Butler, who are having down years this year. Dusty Jura is going to join us on the program tomorrow, former UNK great, now an assistant coach with the Lopers. He's going to join us on the program tomorrow, talk about their five-game winning streak. Chris Dean's named the Nebraska Division II and the RMAC Offensive Player of the Week. He came off the bench and scored 49 points in 48 minutes. Helped UNK beat Colorado Springs and Colorado Pueblo. Shot 78% from the field, including 12 of 14 from three-point land. Against Pueblo, he was 10 of 11, 6 of 6 from three-point land, 27 points. So, Chris Dean's a good weekend for him. And as we said, the Lopers have won five in a row. But even with their sweep over the weekend, they don't move up in the conference standings except from moving from fourth to a tie for third and fourth with Adams State. And for the Lopers this weekend, we'll talk more about it with Dusty Jura tomorrow here on the Doug and Daddy Show. They are at Colorado Christian. And they are 1-12 in the conference, 2-15 overall, so that should be a win on Friday. And then they go to Colorado Mines, who is second in the conference, on Saturday. So the big game is Saturday at Colorado Mines for the UNK men. Mines nationally ranked 11-2 overall in the conference and 15-2 overall in all games that they have played. And we'll talk with Dusty Jura tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show as part of our Loper Link. And we do anticipate that Daddy will be back from his celebration of the Chinese New Year to be able to join us on the program tomorrow. Also tonight, the USHL-NHL Top Prospects game is in Muskegon, Michigan, as if there wasn't enough reason for these teams to travel. Tim Lappin is out there and hopefully will make a little bit of a noise tonight. So Tim Lappin will be playing tonight in the USHL-NHL Top Prospect game. He was added late, but that's better than never, unless you don't really want to go to Muskegon, Michigan on a Tuesday. Don't know that it's like going to a bowl game. Go out there, practice a couple times, and then play in front of a bunch of scouts. So good luck to Tim, and then the Storm will be back home on home ice this Friday, or this Saturday. They're at Omaha Friday, and then back home on Saturday. The Nebraska women's basketball team is home on Thursday night to take on Iowa, so kind of a little bit of a break here, and then they keep busy as they are trying to run into the top of this Big Ten Conference, and we are pleased to welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show one of the finest point guards in all the land, and she suits up with double zero for the Nebraska women's basketball team. Lindsay Moore joins us here on ESPN Radio. Good morning, Lindsay. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great. What's our class schedule look like today?
I actually just got done with a 9:30 to 10:45 class, and then I have a class at 12:30 that goes till 1:45.
So now, are these tough classes, or have you been able to find a little break in this semester?
I found a little bit of a break, so that's been kind of nice, especially with how much traveling we'll be doing. So it's a pretty good schedule.
Lindsay, I know a lot of fans want to know so far. I mean, you're barely, not even halfway through the Big Ten schedule, but can you already tell a difference between Big Ten travel and Big 12 travel?
Yeah, you definitely can. You know, obviously you don't have your Texas school, so the weather's not as nice. But, you know, it's fun. It's fun playing in different arenas and not playing against the same people that you typically know.
It's also fun winning. One of our trivia questions earlier in the day, I never know how many people are actually following, but it doesn't matter what the Husker sport is. If you're winning, they're following, and so they're pretty knowledgeable about this. Are you even a little surprised at the success the team has had, especially early in the season when you got off to such a great start?
Yeah, you know, I knew that our potential could be really great. Honestly, we had a lot of kids coming in, really good athletes, really good, smart players. And you know, it just mattered on how we executed, and how well our young kids did really is the biggest thing about it. It definitely surprised me though, for sure. I didn't think we'd be doing as well as we have been, you know, just because of our youth and our inexperience. But I think we've been doing great so far, and I can't wait to see where we go from here.
Do you even feel that the team struggled at all in the Penn State and Ohio State games, or it was just Penn State and Ohio State's night?
You know, I did notice that we were struggling. You know, it was hard. We had stretches in both of those games where we couldn't make shots, and that's the biggest thing about it. We were getting good shots. We just weren't able to knock them down. But honestly, I think the next time that we see them, it'll be a different story for sure.
Lindsay Moore has joined us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. People are already making comparisons to the team that was a number one seed in the NCAA tournament your freshman year, which obviously you were a big part of. Can you make any comparisons to that team, or is it still too early?
You know, I think there's some similar comparisons that you can make. You know, I feel like this year, we're a really good road team. And I think that's really weird just because we are very young. But we've been able to steal some games on the road, and I think that's been the biggest thing. And 2 years ago, we were a great road team, honestly. You know, and we also had a really good crowd that would follow us, but a lot of it came down to us. You know, and we always played pretty well, if not better, on the road than we did at home.
Lindsay Moore is with us. She is found her way to Lincoln, Nebraska, out of Covington, Washington, and Kentwood High School. How does Lindsay Moore end up in Lincoln, Nebraska? Because let's face it, Nebraska was okay, but they weren't the number one seed before you got here. What sold you on Nebraska?
I really just like the team and the coaches a lot, you know, and I always heard like there's no place like Nebraska, and I came on my visit here and I kind of got to see why. Like, there's a great fan base here. Husker fans are diehards, and I think that's great. And especially being from Washington, where you have so many universities, professional teams, it's all spread out. You know, you don't have to like a certain college and whatnot, but here you only have really one major college that people support, and I thought that was so cool. And I felt at home here, and that was the biggest thing. If I was going to go someplace far away, I had to feel at home, and I totally did here.
Lindsay Moore's with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Freshman year, great. Junior year, team-wise, so far has been great. Last year was a little bit different story. How hard was last year?
It was really hard, just because of all the success we had my freshman year. You know, it's hard to have two opposite years. You know, and it hurt us when Neek went out, for sure, because she was definitely our leader, our go-to person. So when she went out, we struggled a lot. But, you know, I think it was a good year for me to have, just because I don't want to have another year like that. And so that just makes me work so much harder.
The season got off to kind of a strange start because Coach Yori had a freakish health incident, and you guys still were ready to make a trip in the off season to go to Europe and do some things. I want you to touch on both of those. Coach Yori appears to be pretty much back to full strength right now, but how was that when you guys were trying to get ready to go to Europe and try to get ready for the start of your season?
It was good going to Europe just because we got those 10 practice days, and that was before Coach Yori had her surgery. So the freshmen got to see kind of what practices were like, I guess mini practices were like, before the season actually started. And so that way when the season actually started and she wasn't with us for a good portion of it, they kind of knew her expectations of different drills that we'd be doing or just the intensity of practice that you needed to have. You know, and that was crucial. And I think the trip came at a perfect time because we needed those practices. I don't think we would have done as well as we have been if we didn't have those practices. You know, she's a big part of our success, obviously. She definitely can get the best out of us. And so it was really hard when she wasn't there at the beginning of practices. But our assistant coaches did a really good job of maintaining her intensity and knowing what she expects and expecting that of us. You know, and they probably expected it even more because she wasn't there.
This is still a pretty young team. Were you one of the players that kind of had to step up and take the reins when Coach wasn't there? And I mean, there's a good assistant coaching staff. I realize that. But did you feel that you're taking on more of a leadership role this year?
Yeah, I have for sure. With our assistant coaches taking over, like really where Coach Yori would be taking over, that's when I kind of had to step up and tell the younger kids like the little things that maybe our assistant coaches would be telling us instead of looking at the big picture of things. You know, and I just had to tell them my tips on like maybe something I've been doing differently or how I learned it from maybe like Vonnie Turner. 2 years ago and whatnot. And so just trying to share my knowledge of the game and what I've learned so far with the freshmen to try to help them out.
Lindsay Moore is with us for another couple minutes here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. They will be taking on Iowa at home Thursday night, 7:05. Just within the hour here, Emily Cady was named the Freshman of the Week in the Big Ten. Of course, she's out of Seward. Jordan Hooper's out of Alliance, another youngster that is obviously a big, big part of this program. We talk on the show all the time, Lindsay, about Nebraska. Sometimes it's hard to take that next step unless some homegrown talent is able to do it. And then you can see the men's basketball program doesn't have a lot of kids from Nebraska on their roster. Talk about playing with Emily. Talk about playing with Jordan. Obviously, two big, big reasons you guys have been successful.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I absolutely love playing with both of those two people. They make it so much fun. Emily, she picked things up really fast right away, and that was really exciting to see a freshman come in and do that. You know, and we've needed her to step up and make shots for us and make plays down the stretch in various games. So she's been doing a great job. Competitor, I love her work ethic. She's been so fun to watch and seeing how much she's grown. And Hoop, she just is having the year I thought she could have and would have. Honestly, she put in a lot of work in the off season to be where she is now, and it's exciting to see that hard work really does pay off. You know, and I've always thought that she's unstoppable. Honestly, she's a really tough guard because if you get a smaller player on her, she can just shoot over the top. If you get a big person on her, and she can just take them off the dribble. So she's really versatile, and that's what I love about her. And she works hard too, just like Emily. And it's fun to see how much the state of Nebraska really supports them too. I think it's great, and they're both going to be great players.
Lindsay, has the team planned an outing out to the Hooper Ranch, which is really in the middle of nowhere?
I don't know necessarily if there's been a team discussion about it yet. But I know there's been people that have made comments about, like, oh, when do I get to come to Alliance and different things like that. So I know that there's definitely people on our team that want to go out and see it.
There's, of course, growing up in Nebraska, I mean, there's a lot of great articles and great stories on her all the time. And just seeing a basketball is like Hoosiers, seeing a hoop out in the middle of a pasture somewhere. Tell me a little bit about Covington, Washington. Is this truly a Seattle suburb, or is it small town life? Because obviously you guys are playing at the highest level of basketball.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's definitely a suburb. I love my town, honestly. My little city, it's perfect. It's super close to major cities, so you have a lot of stuff going on that way. We're 35 minutes away from Seattle, so there's always stuff to do. I actually lived right down the street from the high school, so I think it was like a couple minute walk and whatnot, but there's a lot of stuff going on, really good food out there, and I don't know, I love it out there.
Space Needle, really cool or overrated?
No, it's really cool. You can see, it is well worth it. If there's anyone that goes to Seattle, they should definitely go to the Space Needle.
So since you've been at Nebraska, what else has been really cool that you've seen, whether it's at whether it's in Nebraska, whether it's at one of the places you've traveled to, or even like in Europe, what are a couple things that pop right to the top of your head?
Europe was definitely really cool, just to see some landmarks and different buildings and just kind of being over there. You can definitely tell it's a different culture out there and different things, but it was really cool to experience, and that was the first time I've ever really been outside of the continental U.S. And besides Canada and Mexico, which I've been to, but so it was cool to see a different part of the world for sure.
All right, before we let you go, let's get back to basketball. You guys had a heck of a scrap at Iowa a couple of weeks ago. Now they come in. What makes them so tough?
They have a lot of really good shooters, and so that means that they're going to space the floor really well, so it'll be hard defensively to get in the drive lanes, because with the shooters, you have to spread out and you have to respect their shots. You know, and they can hit from deep. Can take people off the dribble, though, have a really good inside game as well. So they're just a really good team, really solid team.
Now, if I look at this right, and this is what we do here in the media, you guys have went through the brutal part of your schedule already, and there's a chance to really get up in the polls and set yourself up well for the NCAA tournament, which I know is still way away, but we think about a little bit. Purdue, the only rated team in the next 7 games, and they lead the Big Ten Conference. Do you guys circle that one outside of the one game at a time mentality? Do you know that that's what's coming up here in your near future?
Yeah, you know, I think we definitely know that it's coming up. But it's important not to overlook the games that we have in front of us. But definitely we see that one as a really good challenge and a really good test for us, especially with it being on the road.
Well, if you look at her bio on Huskers.com, that takes like a whole page for Lindsay Moore's honors, let alone everything that she's done at the University of Nebraska. Did the family get to see you play much? I suppose it helps now that every game's on television, but do they get a chance to see you play live much?
They made it out to the Northern Arizona game just because that's more in my neck of the woods. But my mom will actually be coming up here in little under a month to watch me play. I think we have like a Thursday and Sunday home game, so she'll be there here for those, so that will be really cool.
Northwestern and Washington, well, that is coming down the road. Lindsay, we'll let you get back to getting some lunch and then going back to class. We sure appreciate you joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio, and best of luck the rest of the season. Hopefully we can chat again.
Thank you, and thanks for having me.
You bet. Lindsay Moore, man, what is she, a 4.0 student? How great was that interview? That was awesome. Lindsay Moore, intelligent, out of Washington, and one of the best players not only in the conference, but regarded as one of the best point guards in the country. And what a pleasure to chat with her here on the Doug and Daddy Show on this Tuesday. They will be taking on Iowa, the game coming up on Thursday night. And again, most of our Huskers sports on the Breeze, 94.5 FM or 1230 AM KHAS. Wow. Let's go to break and give somebody a chance to win a pair of tickets to Saturday night's Hastings Havoc, MWA at the Hastings City Auditorium. We're going to take caller number 4 at 888-455-3776, 888-455-3776. We'll give you a pair of tickets to Saturday night's action and back with Hastings St. Cecilia's Kevin Asher right after this.
Hey, Golick.
Yes, Greeny.
I was just on CapitalOneCup.com checking the Capital One Cup standing.
Oh, yeah? Who's in the lead?
UCLA up on the women's side after winning the volleyball championship and a top 10 finish in soccer.
Well, way to go, Bruins. Who's leading on the men's side?
Tight race, Alabama, North Dakota, North Carolina, a three-way tie after the fall championships.
Wow, and with two more seasons of college sports, it sounds like any school could make a run at the trophy and a combined $400,000 in scholarships.
Right, Golick. Don't forget, fans can vote for the Capital One Cup Impact Performance of the Week at ESPN.com/CapitalOneCup.
They employ much of the world's workforce, contribute a great deal to the global GDP. Look out your window and you'll see a bunch of them, building, collaborating, innovating. Some call them mid-sized businesses, but there's nothing mid about them. They're engines, and we'd like to introduce them to you. IBM and the Good Company Project are proud to present some of the most inspired mid-sized companies and their business partners, helping to build a smarter planet. Get to know these engines by visiting facebook.com/midmarketIBM. Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
When the fish are under the ice, the one thing they find irresistible is wax worms. They love them, even though it gets them in trouble. Ice fishermen, on the other hand, have no trouble buying wax worms and all sorts of live bait at the Boathouse at their new Highway 281 location north of Grand Island. The Boathouse, with all the chubs and grubs and minnows and stinky, crawly, luscious bait the fish can't resist. See the Boathouse north of Grand Island on 281 for repair and used boats, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
Today on Compass Media Network's coverage of NCAA basketball, two of the Big Ten's elite meet at Mackey as Michigan takes on Purdue. Hi, I'm Drew Bonadelli. Join Mike Wozniak and me for all the action as Tim Hardaway Jr. and the Wolverines fight for the conference crown against Robbie Hummel and the Boilermakers. Michigan, Purdue. If it's NCAA basketball, it's right here.
Big Ten basketball, Michigan and Purdue, Tuesday night at 6 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see some sunshine early on today, followed by increasing cloudiness and a slight chance for a rain or snow shower late, with highs of 40. Winds out of the east still stay at 5 to 15. Tonight, we'll head back to 22. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombley. Right now, it's 30.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Congratulations to Dave and Hastings. He is the winner of our Hastings Havoc tickets. We've got more to give away, and we'll be doing that throughout the week here on the Doug and Daddy Show. So stay with us for that opportunity to win more tickets here on ESPN Radio. Wow. Daddy is out today, as we told you. We've given away our Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. We've given away our Wrestling Havoc. Just had a great chat with Lindsay Moore, the Nebraska women's basketball team, and all of the folks on the Doug and Daddy Show, as our guests are taken care of by our friends at BK, where for breakfast you can get two croissant sandwiches for just $4. Breakfast is served daily until 11, and if you're ready for a burger at 8 in the morning, they'll give it to you. Full menu served all morning long. Try one of the BK toppers. There is one of these to tempt everyone's taste buds at Burger King. Two locations in Kearney next to a Walmart. And that, of course, is at 56th Street and 2nd Avenue, or at the Kearney Cinema location, 8th Street and 3rd Avenue. The huge indoor playground for the kids is at that location. Also, BK in Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. So stop by and enjoy today. Well, tonight, the Centennial Conference basketball tournament continues out there, and why not play a bunch more of great basketball teams, because that's all they're doing at Hastings St. Cecilia. Ironically, Grand Island Central Catholic has not made its way back to a winning record yet, because their schedule almost as tough as St. Cecilia. Kevin Asher, the head coach of the Hawks, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing, boys?
Well, we're doing good. Daddy's out today because, you know, it was Chinese New Year yesterday, and so he hasn't recovered yet. So I knew you.
Yeah, he looks like he's been on a rice diet.
How come you guys haven't hired him to do some of your JV games?
You know, I really, I don't know, that three-man crew may not fit on the floor. That's probably one of the reasons.
Well, and is it time to talk to Mr. Ahrens over there about the schedule? 15 games, 12 of them winning records, and a couple of them. I mean, you got Boone Central, who's 7-8, and then Aquinas, who we always know is tough. Well, what are you doing?
Probably scheduling myself out of a job is what I'm doing. I don't know. It's been a challenging year, and we knew that coming in. And you know, you want to challenge your kids, and it seems like a lot of the teams that are playing in the upper echelon of Class C1 are kind of doing that. They're going to some of that B scheduling because of the fact that they can pick up a couple PowerPoints here and there. And it just so happens that Omaha Scott and Gretna are at some of the top of the B's that we play, and so forth. So you just, it goes year by year. You know, we wouldn't want to travel that far, but at this point, when I got here, that's kind of, we didn't have the proximity to St. Cecilia as far as games. Now, in the future, I think we're going to have Grand Island Northwest, which is close to us, and Minden, you know, still very, very good programs, though. So we're not downsizing by any measures, but we'll still be going back to Scott and Gretna. But we're trying to get a little closer to home if we can. And, yeah, it's been a challenging year.
Yeah, in one stretch before the holiday break, for the fans that don't know, kids are ready to get out for Christmas break. And that week you played at Scott, at Wahoo Newman, and at Sandy Creek. So what a run that was. But it seems like now four of the last five are in the win column. You're back in the state rankings as of this morning, and Stu's got you in there in C1. But you're going into what is always a mini-state tournament when the Centennial Conference tournament gets going, and by proof of that, the kids will be ready tonight. Grand Island Central Catholic handed them two losses last year, including in the championship game. I know they're going to be ready tonight.
Yeah, they are, and they're playing about as good as anybody in the conference right now. And you knew that with Bill as coach, and the fact that they were starting two freshmen and their first guy off the bench was a freshman to start the season. You know, they had a lot of bodies to replace, and they've done an excellent job of getting their kids ready. And, you know, their record's deceiving and where they're at, you know, as far as that goes. But they're playing as well as anybody right now, and you kind of knew as the season went on they were going to be a dangerous draw. And when I saw the brackets come out, I was like, ooh, that isn't a good 10 seed to be sitting there waiting if we possibly get them.
Well, let's talk about your team a little bit, too. I mean, just like football, I mean, it's down, not way down, but you guys lost quite a few kids from the teams that have made the runs here the last 3 years.
Yeah, the big bodies are kind of gone. I was very fortunate, you know, the first few years here to have that 6'6", 6'5", 6'9", type of kid, and you don't find those very much on anybody's roster. And this year we're more, you know, just 6'2", 6'3", 6'1", and some 5'9", 5'10", type smaller guys. Very hard-working group. They play the game a little bit different. They try to get up and down the floor. It seems like we don't put a lot of points on the board at times, and we went through a stretch where I didn't know if we were going to get to 40. But that had something to do with the people we were playing, too. This is just a hard-working, fun group to coach. We've had one injury. You know, the Kissinger kid is lost for the season, and he was a starter for the last 2 years, about 9 points a game. But Phil Hamburger and Mike Cannon, Tim Scope, Simon Ostrander, and Kevin Ryan, our other five seniors, have really stepped up their game along with some talented juniors. So we're a veteran club in some ways. We're inexperienced coming in, and I feel we've gotten better throughout the season too.
Kevin Asher is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as they get ready to take on Grand Island Central Catholic tonight. The game is on 1230 KHAS as they'll have the call of St. Cecilia's games. I got to ask you, the boys kind of got off to the start. Now the girls have come along. They're defending state champions. Who's strutting bigger in the hall? Because over the last 5 years, there's been a lot of strutting capabilities.
Well, you know, both groups support each other a lot. And Coach Kyle and I talk a lot about, you know, different things throughout the season. But that was one of the questions at the beginning of the year, who's going to boast more. And I guess they can. They've got the gold medal hanging there from last year. We're still looking for that to get back on track. But probably the furthest from our mind is a state tournament right now. This, like you said, this is a mini state tournament week. And the team that comes out on top here, I can guarantee you're probably going to see them playing in Lincoln at the end of the year and maybe doing some damage.
Well, and let's look at that. The winner of tonight's game gets the Lincoln Lutheran Bergen winner. We all know that everybody is expecting Boys Town to win this tournament the way that they have played this year, sliding down from B to C1, although now they at least look human since Wayne clipped them. That has to give the kids and the coaches a little bit of bargaining tool as well. But talk about Bergen and Lutheran and then maybe Boys Town.
Well, a little bit about Lutheran. I thought at the beginning of the year that they were going to be one of the teams that really improved the most. They had a lot of returning players, and I had them up there, you know, in a top 20 type of situation in C1, and they've stumbled a little bit early, and now they're playing well. Fremont Bergen is just tradition rich. It seems like every year they are, you know, in and out of Class C2 down at the state tournament. I know they've come up a little bit short, but they've got a very good team this year, so I look for that to be a real great game. And then Lincoln Christian Newman is a rematch of over the holiday tournament, and that was a great game down to the last shot, coming up short for Lincoln Christian. They've got a ton of returning talent. Newman is playing about as well as anybody in the conference right now, so I would say there's the seven teams outside of Boys Town. You could probably play this tournament three times, four times, whatever you want, between us, GICC, St. Cecilia, or St. Columbus SCOTUS, all these other teams, mix them up, and I think you'd come out with a different result every time. And, you know, Boys Town probably is the cream of the crop right now. I just got to believe, even though they slipped up at Wayne, that they, watching them on film, they are so athletic. Looks like a junior college team when they run on the floor and play. So, you know, I think everybody's got a shot. That's the biggest thing, is there's not, you know, outside of Boys Town, I don't think there's a dominant team. I think we're all just very good basketball teams and searching for the same prize.
Well, Kevin, we'll ask this question now. With all this basketball still to be played and so many great teams out there, it does not look like, of course, if you win all these, then it's going to be a moot point. But, I mean, it doesn't look like a wild card would be in your future, and this district is just a brutal, brutal district. What does this team have to do to be able to have a chance to win in the postseason?
Well, we got to be consistent. We had a stretch there, and I don't know if the consistency came from the teams we were playing or if it was just the fact that we didn't have as great a, you know, mental approach of being mentally tough. I don't think our kids at times understood how difficult we were on the road. I think we've only played four home games this year and 11 times on the road, and to play the talent we played on the road, I don't think our kids sometimes understood the approach that they needed to take because of the fact they're playing in Aurora's gym and Gretna's gym and Newman's gym and so forth. So our consistency, now we do have some home games here coming down the stretch. We also go to Adams Central, GICC, and play Grand Island Northwest and Grand Island towards the end of the season. So we've got a schedule that's, you know, going to prepare us. You're right, the wild card is probably a real, real long shot. We're not looking at anything like that. And then the district competition, you know, there's four teams in the top 10 in the state in our district, with Gibbon sitting out there playing some good basketball also too. So somebody's going to really have to earn their way to state. You know, I'm guessing Minden is going to sit right there in the top three or four in the wild card points and probably have a shot if they would happen to slip up. But the rest of us, I think we're 7, 8, and 9 with Adams Central, Kearney Catholic, and St. Cecilia sitting at the wild card points, and I don't think any of us are really going to make a major jump up into that top four and say, yeah, we look pretty good. So we're all just battling and trying to get consistent with our game and hopefully play the best basketball come late February.
Only the fifth home game of the entire season tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia. As we've said, out of 15, this will be their 16th game and the fifth home game, and 12 of their 15 opponents have winning records. So, Kev, it does make it interesting every night, and we wish you the best of luck tonight and throughout the tournament. I appreciate the time as always.
All right. Thanks, Doug. Thanks for all the coverage.
You bet. Kevin Asher, head boys basketball coach of the Hastings St. Cecilia Bluehawks. Some teams don't play anybody, Seward, and others play a lot of strong competition. And my goodness. Can't wait to get to those sub-districts, which we'll have on our networks of stations. Well, we have hit the noon hour, so let's run on out of here and say thanks for listening to the Doug and Daddy Show. Again, if you can't listen live to the whole show or really any part of it sometimes, it's always there on our podcast, brought to you by Cunningham's Journal of the Loft. All you have to do is go to our webpage, ESPNSuperstation.com. You can listen to the podcast. You can vote on our poll question. You can join our Facebook family. We keep you up to date on the guests and everything else that's going on in the world of sports if you're a Facebook follower. And all you have to do, we've got shows from this week, last month, last year. If you want to go back and listen to an interview, they're all there for you at ESPNSuperstation.com. We want to thank Kevin Asher, head boys basketball coach at Hastings St. Cecilia, for joining us on the show today, and Nebraska's outstanding point guard, Lindsey Moore, as they get ready to take on Iowa and are ranked 19th in the country. Tomorrow, we've got much, much more coming your way. The return of the big fella and UNK assistant coach Dusty Jura on our Loper Link among our guests. We'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.